In the day's other headlines, NATO chief Mark Rutte met with President Trump behind closed doors at the White House today in a bid to ease tensions between the U.S. and the military alliance. Before the meeting, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt shared what she called a direct quote from the president about NATO's actions during the Iran war, saying, quote, they were tested and they failed. Mr. Trump has repeatedly criticized the bloc for not backing his war and has threatened to withdraw the U.S. from the 32-member alliance. Earlier in the day, Rutte also met with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who has said the U.S. will have to re-examine its relationship with NATO. Southwest Airlines is the latest U.S. carrier to say it's raising baggage fees as airlines grapple with higher energy costs brought on by the Iran war. Starting tomorrow, passengers will pay $45 for their first checked bag and $55 for a second. Southwest, of course, allowed free bags for years. Those prices match the new fees by Delta, which took effect today, but a third checked bag on that airline jumps sharply to $200. United Airlines and JetBlue also announced price hikes just last week. In most cases, bags will still be free for customers in premium cabins, plus active duty military personnel and those with certain membership status. In Georgia, Trump-backed Republican Clay Fuller will be sworn into Congress as early as next Tuesday after he won a special election to replace former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Fuller thanked supporters at an election watch party last night.
The Democrat Party poured millions of dollars into this campaign, but they can't beat Donald Trump, and they never will. And I will be on Capitol Hill as a warrior to have his back each and every day.
He'll serve out the remainder of Green's term, which ends in January. But for Democrats, there was a silver lining. Candidate Sean Harris performed better than expected in the deep red district that Green won by nearly 30 points. Harris said as much to his supporters.
The reality of it is we came up a little short. But we did not lose because nobody ever thought that a Democrat would actually have a performance like this.
Meantime, in Wisconsin, appeals court judge Chris Taylor beat back a conservative challenger to expand that state's Supreme Court's liberal majority 5-2. Federal weather officials say last month was by far the warmest March on record for the continental U.S. Data out today showed the average temperature was 50.9 degrees Fahrenheit. That's more than 9 degrees higher than the 20th century average, which officials use as a benchmark to measure present-day temperatures. And experts say nearly 20,000 daily records were shattered across the country in March. The sweltering heat was inescapable for millions of Americans, from summer-like conditions on the West Coast to record-low snowpack in the Rockies and Sierra Nevadas. And forecasters expect that trend to continue. Turning overseas now, Greece is the latest nation to say it intends to ban social media access for children under the age of 15. The country's prime minister said the move is aimed at protecting children's mental health.
The science is clear. When a child spends hours in front of a screen, the mind does not rest. That's why we have decided to move forward with something difficult but necessary.
He went on to say that the Greek parliament will introduce the ban this summer, and if passed, it will come into force in January. Last year, Australia became the world's first country to enforce a social media ban for children. Since then, other countries like Malaysia, France, Denmark, and the UK have drawn up their own social media restrictions for young people. The crew of the Artemis II mission is set to return home following their voyage around the far side of the moon. Last night, NASA released this photo of the Milky Way galaxy taken on board their Orion spacecraft. It's the latest glimpse from their journey, which has included extraordinary views of the lunar surface, providing new insights into the moon's topography. The Orion capsule is expected to splash down in the Pacific Ocean on Friday evening. On Wall Street today, stocks surged as ceasefire hopes in Iran sent oil prices tumbling. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 1,300 points on the day. The NASDAQ added more than 600 points, or nearly 3%. The S&P 500 also ended sharply higher. And Jim Whittaker, the first American to reach the top of Mount Everest, has died. His achievement back in 1963 made him an instant celebrity. Whittaker developed an early reverence for mountains and a clear understanding of the risks they carry, once reflecting in a 1981 interview, "When you live on the edge, you can see a little farther." Jim Whittaker was 97 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, we speak with the partner of a DACA recipient detained by immigration authorities. Portland, Oregon debates how a first-of-its-kind climate fund should be spent. And comedian Lyric Lewis gives her brief but spectacular take on finding your authentic voice.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.